This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's the information apocalypse. We're definitely now in the middle of it. Look at these headlines. Foreigners dump U.S. treasuries as they liquidate a record number of U.S. stocks in an attempt to kill our stock market and our economy to stop Trump and the march of nationalism. That's been the globalist plan. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, residents should not panic. Thousands of Las Vegas homes get zero offers for November. That's just some economic indicators. Meanwhile, New York Times article suggests human extinction, a good thing and needs to happen. Michael Snyder article up on Infowars.com. MKUltra, far worse than previously known. Special report. Will Generation Z save us from our millennials? Paul Joseph Watson video. Sorted History of Pedophilia and the Political Left. Greg Reese, Infowars.com, special report. Expert, Bitcoin soon worthless. Big surprise, raw fruit and vegetables better for your mental health than canned produce. I mean, there's no way to pick your top stories with all this insanity. Meanwhile, Fox News, Napolitano says Trump is unindicted co-conspirator. Ample evidence to indict the president of the United States. More and more Napolitano talking about how honest and good Mueller is. Well, we happen to know why. As with Fox News host, reportedly, that are in the Mueller crosshairs. Continuing, Michael Savage being silenced by corporate censorship, his attorneys say, and I've talked to the Savage camp today, they can't speak because of contracts, but I can't. At the bottom of the next hour, we have the Ben Shapiro expert, Vox Day, joining us. I'm a little bit of a Ben Shapiro expert because I remember back when he was the lawyer for Talk Radio Network when he was like 25. And the thing Savage told me off record, I've not been authorized to say. But I knew this from other people at Talk Radio Network 15, 20 years ago, before even Shapiro showed up. And this guy is bad news. He's the Harvard Mafia. And Savage is being taken off the air down to 1 hour. Then he'll be taken completely off within 3 months. And Ben Shapiro is being given his audience. Of course, they're not going to stay. But talk about the royalty of the Weekly Standard, the royalty of the National Review, neocon, blue blood, garbage. This guy is being force-fed to us at a level I've never before seen. And he's behind the scenes working all over the place to hurt you-know-who, Alexander Emmerich Jones. And he is completely up the rear end of Glenn Beck. He is the return of Glenn Beck. God help us. God help us. And if this model of replacing Savage works, they're going after Limbaugh and Hannity next. I have it from the highest sources. And why is this so important? Why am I a talk show host depending on my competition? Because they're not my competition. They're American patriots who care about the country, and they're being removed ahead of Trump being removed. They're taking out anyone loyal to the truth, anyone loyal to the president, anyone loyal to the country. Everyone is being attacked, shut down, sued, removed. Everyone. And Savage, through his lawyers, said that is happening, but now he can't speak. Because of the contracts, I guess he has. I say, damn the contracts. And again, I'm not going to get into inside baseball. I told Savage 2 years ago this was coming. I said, I'll build you a platform that no one even knows we've built for you. And he said, well, we'll see what happens down the road. But I told him this was coming. I told him. So it's bad, folks. Oh, I haven't even hit one-third of the stacks. PewDiePie. Number one media personality in world history. A lot of adults never heard of him. He is the big kahuna. The left is muscling in to completely shut him down. We'll break it all down straight ahead and so much more. Meanwhile, we've got big news on China. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a title that I wish I had, but I certainly embrace it because it means we're getting the job done. You are tuned into the most censored, most lied about, most demonized, most attacked multimedia transmission in the world. And we have been, at times, the number one news and information program on the planet. And despite the fact that we've had many of our tentacles cut off, our core operation has never been stronger, thanks to all of you out there. But it is biblical what is going on. We now have a very clear picture of what is about to happen. That's why you get next year's news today here. There is a systematic persecution, removal, curtailing, censoring, banning of not just nationalists and patriots and conservatives and Christians on the internet, but in businesses, in colleges, in churches, and on talk radio and television. I've talked to many of the top Fox News hosts who have been called into rooms the last 2 years and screamed at that they better turn against Trump or they will be removed off the air. About 2 years ago, Fox became very anti-Trump for a while. They lost half their ratings. They ran back and allowed people to be pro-Trump, and all the listeners came back. But Sean Hannity never wavered. When Tucker Carlson was brought on, he was not 100% behind Trump, and so that's why they thought he was a good guy. But once he saw the stakes, he's become pro-Trump, and he's in the crosshairs. I know the inside baseball on Michael Savage. I know the inside baseball on Rush Limbaugh. I know the inside baseball on Sean Hannity. I know the inside baseball on everything, basically. And I'm not at liberty to tell you everything, but let me just get to this point. Michael Savage is being removed off the air. Within 3 months, he won't even be on the air anymore. They're going to pay out his contract. They're killing him slowly, cutting him from 3 hours to one. And they're replacing him with Ben Shapiro. Because, hey, if you can't get your own audience, steal it. But they'll leave. They're literally grafting this cancer in everywhere. And we're going to be breaking down who Ben Shapiro is coming up in the next hour. And it's the anatomy of a snake. The anatomy of the neocon, Weekly Standard, National Review blueprint to continue to control the Republican Party and to send this country into the New World Order. And it ties into the move to take down Trump. And Judge Andrew Napolitano, who I've had dinner with and been on the phone with and been on the show many times, and who I have associates that are very close friends with, and they say that there are different Fox News hosts who did talk to Julian Assange, which is not a crime, and that they are connected into Napolitano. And obviously Napolitano is under amazing pressure at Fox to be somewhat anti-Trump. So now he's all over Shep Smith, the rabid anti-Trumper, every day basically saying Mueller's a wonderful person. Trump could have committed crimes. He's the unindicted co-conspirator. All of this is part of the season of finding out who's who and who's got metal and who doesn't. But you better believe I'm still on the horse for a reason. When they make their move to shut down all the media, which they're doing, all the loyal pro-American media, for old Mueller and the rest of them to make their move on the president, we intend to stay at the helm, and we intend to go down with the ship or win the battle. And just like they told John Paul Jones, founder of the U.S. Navy, he was fighting a British ship twice his size, and it appeared his ship was sinking, and the British captain called over the bullhorn, "Are you ready to surrender?" And he said, "I surrender. I've only begun to fight." And he ended up capturing a British ship, tying his sinking ship to it, and saving both. And that's what we intend to do. We are fully in, totally committed to the Republic. Trump's already gotten two good Supreme Court justices in. He's already derailed TPP. He's already tried to bring the economy back for 2 years. The globalists are waging a total economic war to shut it down. And I've never been more satisfied at a spiritual level. I've never been I'm very satisfied. And I feel close to God. And the last time I said that, they went, "Jones is going to commit suicide. He says he feels close to God." No, it's the opposite. When I say I feel close to God, it means I know I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And every cell in my body and my spirit just says, "You're doing the right thing. Now your ancestors are proud of you. Now you finally are starting to achieve what it was you knew you were supposed to do. Now there's not that burning, nagging, pushing feeling constantly." As we step into this, as we see the future, as we see what we've all got to do as men, take our licks and keep kicking as long as we can. We're going to be examples to the young people, the future generations, and we're joining those men and women that came before us that had the metal to take us into the future. And we're not taking their sacrifices for vain. We're not letting everything they laid down the line be pissed away. We're on the right side of history, and I am just incredibly honored to have this audience. I'm incredibly honored to have the amazing minds that listen to this transmission, and I can feel your strength, and you give me strength. And I want to thank you all for your prayers. You've got mine. And you've got my will 1,000,000,000% focused on your destiny and my destiny together. Total commitment. Doesn't mean I'm not going to falter or stumble. But you've got my total commitment. And the enemy knows that. But I tell you, it's disgusting watching Napolitano. Disgusting. Makes me sick. But this is where you find out who's real and who isn't. Matt Drudge has been staying the course. Sahani's been staying the course. Rush Limbaugh's been staying the course. It doesn't mean any of us are perfect, damn it. Hindsight's 20/20. But as you get older and you see the world clearer and you know the time you're in, you know who's good and you know who's bad. WorldNet Daily's good. InfoWars is good. Zero Hedge is good. So many other groups are good people. And as things get worse and worse now, they say, "Everybody's like Alex Jones now." No, they're not like me. I only saw what was happening and was right. Now it's here. And because we and the listeners and many before us saw what was happening, we've got a fighting shot at this. That's why they intimidated us. That's why they attacked us. That's why they lied about us. Because they wanted to intimidate others so they wouldn't stand up and do the right thing when the hammer fell. You know, I read these articles here in front of me and how they tie together. How the globalists are openly trying to crash the world economy right now. We're going to be covering that. There's so much more we're going to be getting to, but foreigners dump U.S. treasuries as they liquidate a record number of U.S. stocks. That's all to stop America and its resurgence. We told you it was coming. Trump warned you that voting for the Democrats would green light this operation, and now they're doing it. And I expect this to blow up in the globalist face. They're now, one of the top trending terms on Twitter is depression. Because they want to punish us, just like Bill Maher said, and teach us to hate ourselves teach us to hate people that stood up for what was right. Men who didn't want to be slaves didn't want you to be slaves. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to look at the eye of the storm. They're not just moving against all the conservatives. They're moving against wild cards like PewDiePie, who has 100 million views on YouTube alone, close to 100 million subscribers. And they're now making their move on him. A lot of adults are like, who's this guy? We don't care. Well, he's real popular under 20. He's number one in the world. And they're making their move on him now. This is a critical point in the entire matrix space-time continuum. Believe it. And I'm going to break down why it is straight ahead. Because either way you slice it with things like PewDiePie, it's over for the globalists. Long term. The question is, which path do we take? The easy one? By that, meaning our full force down to stop the disaster, or go into the disaster, which will guarantee the globalist total destruction, but many of us will perish in the melee.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know why we came in with Rammstein, one of the most popular bands out of Germany in the last 20 years? Because this is the exact type of crap the left engages in, where they claim they're a Nazi band because they speak German. They're actually a leftist band that I would pretty much call anti-German, though the music is pretty interesting. But you see, I first learned about their music 20 years ago or so in Lost Highway, which is a great film. But to understand what's happening with PewDiePie, you have to understand the entire globalist program, and that it's going into high gear, and its final phase of the extinction of speech. Because censorship only works if you bring in total oppression, total monoculture. And the political correctness is that. It destroys all knowledge. It attacks all information. It's hurtful and bad. It tears apart words. It destroys minds. It assassinates the truth. It uses journalism to destroy journalism. It's an inversion of the Renaissance economy and system. So I can go through hundreds of examples. I have the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, Vox, you name it, showing PewDiePie, who has 100 million, right at 100 million subscribers over, last time I checked, it was something like 100 billion views. The multiple YouTube channels, I said 100 billion. And that's not to mention all his other platforms. So he's bigger than five Oprah Winfreys in her entire history of viewers. She's big. He's bigger than Drudge Report when it comes to people actually watching his videos. Drudge Report is the second biggest site in the world, biggest news site in the world. Billions of visitors a month. PewDiePie is the biggest television personality the world's ever seen. More eyeballs have watched him, more people have seen him in the modern last 5 years or so than anybody else. You could argue that, you know, somebody like Clint Eastwood's bigger, yes, or Ronald Reagan are better known. But when it comes to the youth, my 16-year-old son, my 14-year-old daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, all they talk about is PewDiePie. And this is for about 3-4 years. I don't only let the younger one watch it, but that's all they hear about at school. Private school doesn't matter. So, who is this guy? 3 or 4 years ago, he started talking about me some. I would get massive traffic off of it, and I went and watched it. Okay, he's a gamer guy. He's kind of liberal. He tells a lot of jokes. He's a comedian. He's funny. Okay. He made fun of me hilariously. I loved it. I like being made fun of if it's being done good-naturedly, because I mean, I laugh at myself sometimes. So this guy is numero uno. He's not gangster rap teaching your kids how to kill themselves. He's not into drugs. He's into fitness, but he likes video games. Over 100 billion people have watched him if you combine his YouTube channels. He's got 100 million subscribers. A couple years ago, Disney tried to take him over. He wouldn't do what they said. So they had YouTube demonetize him. Took the money away. He wouldn't shut up. Then they stopped letting all the people that subscribe get notifications. People just go to his channel. So they can't suppress him. They've been trying for 3 years. So now they come out, just like they say Rammstein is Nazi because it's German, and they show him next to Heinrich Himmler, but it's an actor from Heinrich Himmler, the Nazi head of the SS, and say, look, he's wearing similar glasses. And, oh, look, they were calling him a Nazi. He joked and said, you know, hail PewDiePie. This is the stuff they've got. They say, oh, he's got a short haircut. It's not even the same haircut as Himmler, but it's the high and tight haircut that most people have. It's been popular for about 10 years. It's the one that David Beckham and everybody popularized. And it's an old 1920s, 1930s haircut. You know, both my grandfathers had that haircut. Hell, I've got that haircut. Does that mean I'm a Nazi? No. It means I don't like messing with my hair all day. So they talk about how over time he changed his hairstyle. Well, yeah, in 2011, that was the hairstyle to have a little bit longer hair, like Ashton Kutcher or whatever his name is. 2016, it's all the rage to have the hair shorter. And now the style's even shorter. You walk in a barbershop, there's black guys, there's Hispanic guys, there's white guys, all getting the same haircut. I haven't gotten a haircut in like 3-4 weeks, so it's about time to get one. But it's the haircut PewDiePie's got. And it's not because he's a Nazi. Now, see, this is, and the left knows this. Why are they going after him? Because he's the biggest thing in the world. Just 30 years ago, before the internet, if you wanted to have music, if you wanted to have your own band, if you wanted to have your own radio show, there were mafias, basically, corporate mafias, that would come after you. In pro wrestling, there were regions that nobody could come into unless you were part of that group or you'd get your house burned down. But the internet has allowed the media to be broken up. So all the old Sumner Redstones, all the big Viacom heads, all the big CBS heads, the News Corp heads, they're really threatened and upset. They thought they would always control the internet. They'd use it as a minor league training fishery or nursery to find the talent to get it. But see, people don't want that. I didn't want to be hired by big corporations and controlled. I was offered up to $10 million a year. I didn't want to be told what to say. PewDiePie, he is, with the youth, 20 times bigger than I've ever been. That's great. They can't stand that, though, you see. They want a monopoly. And just like this Me Too movement can be projected on anybody they want, this whole thing of being a Nazi can be projected, and now they've got thousands of publications a week saying, we deplatformed Alex Jones. It's in the articles. We can do it to PewDiePie. But others say, like this headline, it's up on InfoWars.com, why YouTube's biggest star can't be canceled, New York Mag. And they go through this and say he laughed at someone who was an approved of a Nazi. The guy plays video games for hours, every day online. A guy walks by with some weird rabbi shekel name. PewDiePie laughs every time somebody gets shot. That's what you do. He snickers and it's like a laugh track. That's all he does is laugh. And then because some guy had a name, Rabbi Shekel shoots somebody in the head. We're showing it to your TV viewer. And this becomes the total proof. Like playing Rammstein. Or having a short haircut. Or wearing wireframe glasses that aren't even the same shape as Heinrich Himmler's. By the way, he is a Northern European, and he does kind of have a shaped head a little bit like Himmler's. And so if you have there's probably 4 or 5 shapes of heads. If you happen to have that shape of head, a lot of black guys have that shape of head, too. If you happen to have that shape of head, that kind of rectangular-shaped head, that you want to wear smaller glasses. But everybody knows that. He walks in a sunglass hut. They're going to, what do you think's best? Well, let's take you over here, sir. They're going to take you over those glasses because that's what looks good with that shape of head. That turns into Nazi, and the New York Times, everyone's, the Southern Poverty Law Center, George Soros is just breathless. Like, we got to. No, the reason you don't like him is because he has power and viewers, and nobody likes you. No one wants your university force-fed tyranny. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And by every time you retweet one of these things, or every time you promote this idea, you are promoting ignorance, racism, genocide, anti-Semitism. These are all things that you are putting forward when you are doing anything that promotes PewDiePie. So be careful about this. If someone decided to, if something were to happen, if PewDiePie were to be sued for this, you could be complicit. If you retweet it, they can make you pay a fine as well, because you have officially published anti-Semitic things. So if you are republishing this stuff, you could get in trouble for it. Be very aware that that is a real thing.
So, the corporate media, the Southern Poverty Law Center, media matters run by George Soros, a real Nazi collaborator who said that he had the best time of his life helping round up Jews, called it happy-making time on 60 Minutes, They are moving to take PewDiePie off the air. Thousands of news articles. Oh, look at his wireframe glasses. They look like Himmler's. He's got a short haircut. He's from Sweden. On and on and on. Oh, he was playing a video game once on TV, and out of thousands of hours he does a year, multi hours a day, and some guy walked by with a handle named Rabbi Shekels, whatever that means, and PewDiePie laughed when somebody got shot, so that means he's a Nazi. That's the level of this control, and why is this so important? Because the establishment is making its move on everyone's free speech right now. The story is getting bigger and bigger, and it's really important because people are standing up for PewDiePie and this incredible leftist censorship. And the audio you just heard of your radio listener is from video posted to Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Video, unhinged history teacher, claims PewDiePie is promoting genocide. You talk about defamation, then threatening the middle school students that they will get sued, that they will be fined if they share this man's genocidal links. Meanwhile, the New York Times today says that human extinction would not be a bad thing, that all humans are bad, and that we should reduce the world's population. That's not Nazi at all. PewDiePie, who's done nothing, he's the Nazi because he's popular and he has 100 million views and 100 million subscribers and is the number one individual on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, because these big corporations don't have any viewers. Obama gives a speech. It has 5,000 views on YouTube. Anderson Cooper does a daily show on Facebook. It literally has no more than 10,000 viewers. They paid him $18 million for it. And PewDiePie in the last 4 years was the number one star. YouTube and Disney tried to buy him out, tried to make him do things that he didn't want to do. So he said, no, thank you. So they demonetized him. Just like we have seen done over and over again with Ted Nugent can fill up stadiums of 20,000, 40,000 people. He's been told, stop supporting Trump and we'll let you play in stadiums again. But only three companies own the big stadiums. And so Ted Nugent can't play basically anywhere except city-owned coliseums like Waco, and it's totally packed. But because he won't play ball, he loses $15 million a year. That's directly from Ted Nugent. I looked it up in publications. It's true. Think of the sacrifice. Trump's lost $2 billion since he ran for office with all the boycotts and lawsuits and attacks. PewDiePie has lost, in the last 4 years, it's estimated over $70 million. And some will say, well, okay, he's already rich. The point is that he's staying to his integrity. And most people sell out, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Charlie Chaplin could joke around and say he was a Nazi and engage in satire. So could John Cleese. That's okay, but Hitler Dog does it. He's banned. These people want to control all knowledge. They want to control all comedy. It's absolute, total and complete nauseating garbage. But it gets worse from there. New York Magazine laments PewDiePie appears to be too popular to ban. Meanwhile, PewDiePie fans hacked the Wall Street Journal yesterday and apologized to PewDiePie for the horrible article they wrote that basically Vox copied the controversy over YouTube star PewDiePie and his anti-Semitic jokes explained. And then it shows the jokes. He's walking through a multiplayer game, walks by thousands of people a day in these shoot-em-up games, and he laughs every time somebody gets shot. Well, because one of them had a handle, Rabbi Shekels, it's over. Look, he cut his hair shorter. That's the Wall Street Journal's main evidence. And then he had wireframe glasses like Heinrich Himmler. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. And he's a right-wing troll, they say. No, they're all just fabulously jealous. They're fabulously angry. Look at this alchemy they engage in. PewDiePie, The Guardian, thinks death to all Jews is a joke. Are you laughing yet? And that's because the handle of a guy he walks by in a video game can somehow be connected to somebody saying death to all Jews. How does Rabbi Shekels do that? And because he's in a video game with thousands of other players and someone's named that, it's like walking by somebody on the street or driving somebody that's got a Nazi sticker. And then you are the bad person. This is the culture police. They are the real Nazis. They are the digital Nazis at Vox and the London Guardian and the New York Times and New York Magazine. They are funded and run by a real Nazi collaborator, George Soros. They're connected to the intelligence agencies that took 30-plus thousand Nazis out after World War II and protected them. PewDiePie has no connection to Nazis. I have no connection to Nazis except both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps and both almost died. My only connection to Nazis is they almost made me not exist. But if I help round up Jews like George Soros, I'd be getting awards. You see, that's how they do it. They hide at point-blank range and say you are what they are. Hillary paid off of the Russians? They say Trump is. Mainstream media hates America, selling us out? They say I hate America. It's that simple. Let's go to another clip here. PewDiePie laughs at Rabbi Shekels shooting someone in a game. Again, there's all these players shooting each other. One guy's got a name over his head. They've all got names over their heads saying who they are. And because he laughed, well, he's a bad guy. Here it is.
You sound a lot like PewDiePie. I'm sort of skeptical because I've been on the internet for a while. I'm just going to say, hey, man, I really appreciate your content. You've gotten me through some tough times, and I respect the f*** out of
you.
Oh, no.
You shot him. Okay, Jim.
So, he's wearing VR goggles. He's laughing, ha-ha, you just shot him. I can't even hardly see or even see Rabbi Shekels on there. I get lost in all the shooting. But this is the total mental illness. But the left isn't mentally ill. They're telling school children nationwide, it's been in the news, in every public school, from middle school up in college. I have quite a bit of friends who have daughters and granddaughters in college. They've all come back, had a few daughters, and said, my God, I'm in journalism class, about to graduate. They call us in and say, Alex Jones is pure evil, and if you ever support him, you'll be put in jail. And he's a racist. And it's happening at public schools, and it's in newspapers they do this. Everywhere. And it's the same thing with PewDiePie. We just played the video. If you share him, you're going to get sued, you might go to jail, and it's all over. This is what they're doing, and they're traumatizing students, telling them they're Nazis, and they want genocide, and they want to kill people, all because the left follows orders. And they see the New York Times and the Washington Post say PewDiePie's a bad guy, and they all, like attack dogs, run into those classes. They're putting InfoWars in yours truly, Alex Jones, officially in curriculum nationwide. It's all in the newspapers. And they go in there and they teach lies about me and say things I never said and take them out of context to demonize the First Amendment in journalism classes and teach the classes how to be censors, priming them for the universities to be good little Nazis. No, if anybody acts like Nazis, it's the dirtbag left and whoever that teacher is trying to terrorize their students.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 AC, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are making their move on America and on anybody popular they don't control. Michael Savage is going from 3 hours to 1 hour, and in 3 months they're going to get rid of him. That's the inside baseball. They're replacing him on these stations where he has number one ratings, with Ben Shapiro, who's the never-Trumper neocon. They're getting rid of all the opposition to the globalist takeover ahead of it. And KAHI, our Sacramento radio station, getting huge ratings with us. You saw the big national push by Soros Group, by others, to attack our stations, make up lies, send them BS, tell them we said things we didn't say, to then remove us off air. And say that, you know, we're fake news, we're fiction. That's more tortious interference. It's more defamation with intentional to do harm. And it's just more of these people are racking up. But this is the war. So that's why you need to call every radio station we're on and thank them and explain that you've got George Soros and the Democrat dirtbags doing this and become a sponsor or send them $100. But whatever you do, paint the side of your barn about the local station. Because that's what they're doing. That's what these leftist terrorists are doing, is terrorizing the First Amendment everywhere. They're turning the whole country into what they've done to the anti-free speech universities. This is what they do. Now, we've probably gained 50 radio stations since the mass banning 4 months ago. And that's what they're pushing back against, is that a lot of this backfired. And a lot of our station owners and managers totally get what's happening. They're aware of what's going on. But we need to see, let's put that radio station in Sacramento back up, push back on this nicely to them. Say, hey, don't listen to these globalists. Don't listen to the left. Call the board of directors. It's a Christian station. Tell them, stand with the truth. Don't stand with these evil globalists. www.kahi.com. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Everywhere they're moving against free speech. KAHI.com. Regardless, we're getting more stations in California. Call stations in your area. If you don't have a local station, call them all and say, listen, pick up Alex Jones. Get the truth out there. Learn what's going on. This is riveting, powerful, pro-liberty talk radio. Now remember, PewDiePie, who I was getting into, adults are like, who's that? Well, he's a 30-something-year-old now guy from Sweden who's got 100 million views out there and 100 million subscribers. And there's now this giant Indian global consortium, like out of Ready Player One, that has hundreds of thousands of people on the payroll to go out and make themselves number one, basically with fake subscriptions, bots, you name it. So they've now gotten a little bit ahead of him. There's a race for who's going to be the biggest. But the point is that the globalists, big corporations, are trying to crush competition everywhere. I put this video out this morning at Infowars.com. As adults, you're not into PewDiePie. But for your young teenagers and others who already are, it shows solidarity with the liberty movement, with people like PewDiePie who are being censored, and it gets young people aware of what's happening. PewDiePie has been defending Infowars for several years when we've been under attack. He's gone and played the actual clips of what we say versus what they say about us. And so he's pro-free speech. That's why we've got to work together when this type of stuff's happening. So here is the video I shot this morning.
Everyone must subscribe to PewDiePie in his war against the tyrannical T-Series right now. A giant corporation out of India is trying to get the number one slot on YouTube. The New York Times, the New York Magazine are all calling for him to be removed off of the air because they hate independent media. This is like Ready Player One for real, ladies and gentlemen. The whole global corporate system trying to bring down PewDiePie. He's the next target. So all info warriors have got to go to YouTube right now and subscribe and make him too big to ban. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the Info War.
It's lasagna. It's lasagna. There is nothing but a bitch lasagna. Bitch lasagna. Bitch lasagna. Look at these theories, they just crying for their mama. Bitch lasagna. Bitch lasagna.
And again, that's all silliness, folks. That's who they claim is a Nazi, because they want full control. And ladies and gentlemen, they're removing everybody ahead of removing Trump. Michael Savage, in his talk show ratings, the Washington Times reports, has 14.8 million listeners a week just on stations that are rated. A lot of stations don't subscribe to Arbitron, so they're not shown. The numbers are he's as big as Rush Limbaugh, 25 million listeners a week. And Michael Savage being silenced by corporate censorship, attorney says. Savage can't speak about it because of his contract, but I can give you the exclusive baseball next hour. And it goes into Alex Jones, conspiracy theory. Think again. Think Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly. Just a couple years ago, booting these big money draws would have been unthinkable. Fast forward a couple politically incorrect blinks later, and indeed, the unthinkable has occurred. Michael Savage's lawyer said, in the same vein, could very well be the next nationally known victim of media censorship. They've cut his hit show from 3 hours to 1 hour, replacing it with Ben Shapiro, who happened to be a lawyer at Talk Radio Network that Savage particularly hates. And I'm not going to get into the private stuff Savage told me, but good Lord, it was unbelievable, his battles with Talk Radio Network. And now that's the guy that they're using to replace him because Shapiro's anti-Trump. Networks are actually losing millions of dollars in order to keep Michael's voice off these stations, Horowitz said. Yes, indeed, the Savage Nation could indeed be the next casualty of corporate censorship. And what a sad, sorry shame that will be for a nation already suffering from the plight of having too few and far between original thinkers. Cheryl Chumley wrote the article. And I'm in here, the whole deal, and the way these golden handcuffs work for a Gavin McGinnis, and now a Michael Savage, and then a Tucker Carlson, and a Sean Hannity is, you don't get your payout if you talk about what's going on. Michael Savage has written over 100 best-selling books. I think like 10 of them, New York Times, number one. He basically launched the whole modern herbal movement. He's a doctor of that. I mean, a real MD-type herbalist. There are very few of those. And people don't even know that he has one of the biggest supplement companies in the world and Rockstar energy drinks. I mean, he doesn't need any money. And Michael, let him have it, man. Don't let Ben Shapiro step in and then try to molest the brains of your audience. Don't let him rape their brains with his fake, you know, swarmy Ivy League scripting that he does. Oh, he's such a genius. Even the liberal media and the conservative media and Bill Maher all says it. Oh, he's so smart. Meanwhile, he gets an interview with Tucker Carlson and can't even hardly hold himself together. If Ben Shapiro was a patriot and doing great, I would step aside, but he's not. He's a smarmy little worm who is the heir apparent and who is being foisted and shoved upon everyone and force-fed to us. And my goodness, behind the scenes, the things Glenn Beck tried to do to my show to stop it. And now Ben Shapiro is constantly weaveling around in the background. I'm not calling for a censorship. But see, hey, can't you go start your own show? No, you got to be given all the big juicy time slots with Michael Savage. In fact, I was looking at the lineup. Even when Savage is in rebroadcast, that's where they're going to air Shapiro now. He's being given Savage's empire. He didn't build it, and I predict this. The ratings are going to tank. The ratings are going to tank. Unbelievable. So they're trying to shut me down. They're trying to shut Savage down. They're coming after everybody. This is the move to take Trump and America down. This is it. So I'm telling you, listeners, call those local stations. Thank them. Send them a check. Call the board of directors. Call all the phone numbers and say, don't you listen to the globalist garbage. And just shore up all those stations because these dirtbags are making their move, and they're making their move big time, ladies and gentlemen. This is a war. This is an information war. You must take action. George Soros is the Nazi collaborator. How dare him fund groups lying about me and sending them BS stories saying, take me off the air, that we're doing all these things we're not doing. They're frauds, and they're going to be getting sued very soon. You can set your watch and warrant by it. Get ready. Hope you enjoy it. Talk about the station, talk about the people putting this out, the figurehead they're using. That said, hey, financially support us. Get great products at the same time. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 75% off. Get a free T-shirt with every order to help spread the word. In the third dimension, they cannot stop you when you take action. If you get your orders in by tomorrow, everyone is guaranteed to get it in the continental United States before Christmas. So do your Christmas shopping here. Don't fight those crowds. Don't stress out. Whether it's Myco ZX or whether it's Ultimate Bone Broth or Colloidal Silver or Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste or Alpha Power or Happies or Secret 12 or DNA Force or Knockout or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula or the Super Wound Gel that is FDA approved, the strongest stuff out there over the counter. It's in stores for a higher price. We private label it from the top company in Denver. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. This is the fight now, folks. Please commit and financially support us and get great products at the same time. Sign up for auto ship an additional 10% off. We are going to sell out of Alexa Pure Breeze today at $127. That is 50% off for you and your family. Give the gift of life. God bless you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The globalists know that if